Mitzvah Hishpiyat Paravav Mishnah Dalet Mehemetzah Mutar Adam Litach Yerek V'Mitzvah Hishpiyat Mishiyatzah Ki Yosef. When is a person allowed to buy vegetables on Mitzvah Hishpiyat during the year after Shpiyat? And he wouldn't have to be afraid that maybe the vegetables that are for sale actually grew on Shpiyat, and they have Kedusha Shpiyat, they have to be eaten with Kedusha. The Mishnah said, as soon as a new crop of vegetables has grown in the eighth year, you no longer have to be concerned that the vegetables you're buying have Kedusha Shpiyat. And since the new crop had already grown, you can assume that the vegetables that are for sale are from the new crop. But before the new crop of the eighth year had grown, when you buy vegetables on Mitzvah Shpiyat, you have to be concerned that maybe these vegetables actually grew on Shpiyat and they have to be eaten with Kedusha Shpiyat. Also, Habacher, Hutar Ha'afu. If in certain places the new crop of vegetables of the eighth year had already grown, you would be allowed to buy vegetables even in the places where the crop takes longer to grow and had not yet fully grown, as you assume that the vegetables you're buying on Mitzvah Shpiyat were brought from the places where the new crop of the eighth year had already grown. You don't have to assume that the vegetables you're buying grew on Shpiyat. Rebbe hid their likach yerek from Mitzvah Shpiyat miyat. Rebbe allowed to buy vegetables immediately on Mitzvah Shpiyat, immediately after the end of the seventh year. When you see vegetables for sale, according to Rebbe, you can buy them, and you don't have to assume they grew on Shpiyat, even though obviously the new crop of the eighth year had not yet grown, but we'll assume that the vegetables were brought from Chutz-Lars, as in the time of the Rebbe, they used to bring a lot of vegetables from Chutz-Lars, and most of the vegetables that are sold come from Chutz-Lars, which does not have to do Shpiyat. They did not come from Eretz Yisrael. But even according to Rebbe, if you see vegetables for sale during the year of Shpiyat itself, you can't assume that the vegetables came from Chutz-Lars. As only on Mitzvah Shpiyat, when a lot of the vegetables that grew in Eretz Yisrael during Shpiyat had already been eaten, then you can assume that most of the vegetables for sale are vegetables that were brought from Chutz-Lars. But during the year of Shpiyat itself, when you see vegetables for sale, you have to assume that they have Kedusha Shpiyat, even according to Rebbe. Sach Shpiyat Paravav Mishnah Hey Ein Moitzir and Shemen Tzreifa Uperu Shpiyat Me'aretz L'Chutz-Lars. You cannot take out oil that is to be burnt and Peru Shpiyat from Eretz Yisrael into Chutz-Lars. Now Shemen Tzreifa is referring to Shemen Zayin that was Truma and it had become Tumah, and that's why it's called Shemen Tzreifa, oil that is to be burnt. And Truma Tmeah is burnt. Now the Mishnah is teaching us that this Truma, even though it's already Tumah, you can't take it out to Chutz-Lars, as you have to burn it in Eretz Yisrael, and since Truma has Kedusha, the Rabbanan said, that you have to burn it in Eretz Yisrael, you can't take it out to Chutz-Lars to burn it there. As Truma that is tar, certainly you can't take out the Chutz-Lars, as the Truma would become Tameh in Chutz-Lars, and you cannot cause Truma to become Tameh. And the Rabbanan were going to say that Eretz Amim, lands outside of Eretz Yisrael, are Tameh. So by taking the Truma outside of Eretz Yisrael, it would become Tameh. So certainly Truma Tahara, you can't take out into Chutz-Lars, and the Mishnah is teaching us that even Truma Tmeah you can't take out into Chutz-Lars. Instead, you have to burn it in Eretz Yisrael. And so too, Peiro Shpiyas you cannot take out from Eretz Yisrael into Chutz-Lars. As the Pasuk said, Ba'artzucha Tiyah Kol Tzuasa. All the grain of Shpiyas should stay in Eretz Yisrael. You should not take out Peiro Shpiyas into Chutz-Lars. I'm Rabbi Shimon. Shamati Beferit Shamaitzian Lusuria Ve'ein Maitzian L'Chutz-Lars. Rabbi Shimon said, I heard explicitly that you're allowed to take out Shemen Tzreifa and Peiro Shpiyat from Eretz Yisrael into Syria, although you cannot take it out into Chutz-Lars. As Syria, we mentioned previously, for some dinim, it's considered Eretz Yisrael. As Syria is Aram Naraim and Aram Soba that was captured by David and annexed onto Eretz Yisrael. Now, Min HaTorah, Syria is not considered part of Eretz Yisrael, it's considered Chutz-Lars. And since David HaMelech captured Syria prior to capturing the entire Eretz Yisrael, it does not have a din of Eretz Yisrael. But since the Rabbanan did give it certain dinim of Eretz Yisrael, since it was annexed onto Eretz Yisrael, according to Rabbi Shimon, you're allowed to take out Shemen Tzreifa and Peiro Shpiyat into Syria, but you cannot take it out to other places in Chutz-Lars.